Brought to you this morning by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center and by Tall Grass Motors. We'll talk United Way programs coming up in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tall Grass Motors. Tall Grass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tall Grass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tall Grass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1, and it is, like I said, United Way morning, and we get the opportunity not only to highlight the United Way itself, the fund drives, how you can get involved, but also member agencies and how they benefit by your dollars from the United Way. First of all, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Charlie. We appreciate the opportunity.
And I know we have a couple of voices, and I'm sorry, first name again was
Paige.
That's what I'm going to say, but I was afraid I was going to be wrong.
You're good.
All right. Anyway, Paige, thanks for coming in. A couple of upcoming dates, and I'm not sure who wants to address the Sporting Clays tournament, but I know that's coming up this Saturday. People can still get signed up, Paige, right?
They can, yeah. So they can go to our website, or you can go to our Facebook, and there's a link for tickets. You just click it, and you can either sign up for a team, or you can sign up individually. It's going to be this Saturday at 9 a.m. at Foster Ranch. And if you just go to our Facebook page, you can get more information on that. We'd love to see you out there.
And
the
like
weather's
to,
looking good, too.
Yeah, it sure is. right now, partly sunny with a high near 83, 66 for a low. So right now, weather changes around here. But right now, looks great for Saturday.
Yes, so we hope to see everyone out there having a good time and benefiting United Way.
I just like to see people on your Facebook page.
Yes.
I think we need to get more people liking your page.
We are. We're working on it.
Okay, sounds great. so that's important, too, because that's one good way for you to get more information out to us.
Exactly.
And also get a little bit of more excitement as, you know, the traditional thermometer goes up and we see how things go through the course of the campaign. It's always nice to see it.
Yes, of course, yeah. And we're always posting on it and trying to see us make our goals, so.
Yeah. Making goals is important. You did announce the goal at a little bit different event, but you had a great time at downtown Bartlesville about a week ago. So, yeah.
2 weeks ago, yeah. And that was a fun event. We really appreciate the work that Margie Green with the Bartlesville High School did with that event, and that's something we're looking into the future to do. Again next year, but our theme this year is United We Fight, United We Win.
I think it's a great idea, and the evening, just first of all, it was fun, but I think people came out of it with saying, yeah, this is something I can get behind.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's what we're trying to do with this year's branding and marketing, and Paige has done a really good job with that, and just getting what we do out there, which is fighting for every dollar we can so that we can fund the partner agencies' programs that we support, because they're the ones doing that out there, making the difference in kids and families' lives.
It is important. And again, we'll talk about how people can give a little bit later on in the program. But again, the member or the agencies, they bring their program needs to the United Way. And through your community resources, they do a great job of validating every year. Just because you are, it doesn't matter what organization you are, just because you are that organization and we've funded you for the past 27 years, there's no guarantee that your need is going to be met this year.
Right. That's what sets us apart, is that we have community involvement. So the Community Investment Committee, which comprises about 80 or 90 people, they're able to look at those applications, see what the agencies are doing well, see where we can help them, and then make a recommendation to our board of directors. And then the board of directors discerns and decides what kind of funding they receive and how we distribute the funds that the donors donate throughout the year. So I think that's really important for your listeners to hear, is that is that accountability piece that United Way brings when they decide to donate to the United Way.
Yeah, and by the way, if you'd like to be part of that community investment program next year, call the United Way.
Absolutely. We're always needing people to do that, and it's a really unique experience to see how much work goes into that process, but then you get a unique perspective of what the partner agencies are doing and how much they're working each and every day to change lives in our community.
You walk away knowing a whole lot more about, I don't care, the Red Cross or the Boy Scouts or the YMCA or Westside Community Center or whatever agency you're talking to that particular day.
Right. With United Way, we believe in giving, volunteering, and advocating. So when you participate in a CIC, you're able to do two things. You're volunteering, you're advocating for those partner agencies that really are in health, education, and financial stability.
Well, we're going to talk to some of the agency member voices today, and joining us by telephone, first of all, Sherry Reese from Westside Community Center. Sherry, thank you so much for calling in this morning, and I'm sorry I can't talk to you face-to-face, but I'm glad I'm talking to you.
Well, I'm honored to be here, and I'm honored to be a part of the United Way. Without United Way, Westside Community Center wouldn't be there. So I would like to just say thank you, and I'm glad to be a part of that, and we're excited about some of our fundraisers that's coming up. Ours is out a little ways, but we do have that All That Jazz coming up. But once again, without United Way, we would not be where we're at. So please just give kudos to United Way and just part of being a part of those guys. I'm excited about being on board and looking forward to doing all I can do to ensure that we meet our goal.
Well, absolutely. That's important. And, of course, what you do, how you invest in the folks that walk through the front door, whether it's the Silent Warriors program or people coming in to use the computers through their Schmolt computer lab, whatever it might be, you're there to serve the people who come in through your front door.
Correct. We're open from 1 to 7, and we'll serve anyone that comes through the door. We won't send anyone away. They can come in for food. They can come in for any kind of assistance with computer help. But we are there for really the kids. After-school program, our CAS program, has grown from 12 to 33 since school started. So we're just excited to know that what we're doing is happening and that we have improved 150% on most of our programs.
Yeah, those numbers are important, but particularly when you talk about things like 150% improvement, that says, I think, something right away. The United Way, though, helps you out as far as accomplishing that mission. And I say this with a smile on my face, but it's true. There is a United Way-shaped hole in your budget this year, right?
Correct. United Way has been the forefront of ensuring that Westside Community Centers stay afloat. And we just want to do all that we could do as far as improving our numbers and also helping with the ReProsper programs, just to ensure that we're doing all that we could do to ensure that our community is still in the race.
And you mentioned the name of the program there, but I think that's something that people may or may not really know what's going on. Can you describe your work on that program for me?
Sure. ReProsper, we actually work with students that's from 15 to 17. They come through our program, and we help them with learn how to talk when they're interviewing. We help them with advocacy classes, job skills, just how to interact. And then in the summertime, we actually link them up with jobs in the summertime, and we're able to pay them with the United Way's money to help them learn how to start budgeting at a young age.
And I think that is so important. I can't tell you that when you talk to an employer as to why a person maybe didn't get the job, they'll say things like, no, they were very qualified, they just didn't come over as a good person to work with, sort of thing. And so you're giving them those skills on how to interview properly.
Correct, sir. Correct. Yeah. We have Betty Williams and her team that spearheads that, and they're just movers and shakers, and I'm looking forward to just be a part of that this year.
Well, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, when you mention people like Betty Williams, they are dedicated to helping young people any way they can, and you're investing in lives of people. And Westside Community Center has been doing that for decades, but it's nice to know that year in, year out, you're there for the people you serve.
Correct. We're there.
What else is going on United Way-wise as far as Westside Community Center this morning?
United Way has been such a critical part. We also have the Peaceful Warrior program where we go out into the schools and we talk to fourth and fifth graders. We have Brad Johnson that is spearheading that. He talked to about 50 kids. They go to Kane. They go to Wilson, and they also go to Jane Phillips. So, and they're targeting young men, and what that is doing is helping building their people's self-esteem.
And
building their self-esteem and just interaction on when you first meet a person, what do you do? It starts with that handshake. It starts with eye contact. So they're really active in going into the schools. We're just trying to build that program also.
Well, Sherry Reese, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for calling in. And, of course, thank you for the work that is going on every week, every day when those students walk in your front door, or in the case of Peaceful Warriors, if you're doing it at school, you're meeting those people where they need that interaction, and they're going to walk away better employees, better members of our community because of the work you're doing. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Sherry Reese with us this morning as part of our Community Connection focusing on the United Way. We will continue in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Continuing a community connection this morning on 1400 K1, talking particularly right now, member agencies that benefit for your dollars for the United Way, Samaritan Counseling and Growth Center, and Larry Cowan. And Larry, again, you have been beneficiary of United Way donations now for decades. Thank you so much for the work you're doing.
We're very grateful to United Way. We wouldn't be able to do and meet many of the people we do with the needs they have. Speaking on the kind of going on the theme of children, mm-hmm. we have a child guidance program which United Way supports, which allows us to see children who have been physically or sexually abused. And otherwise, like I say, many of these people could not afford counseling if it weren't for the help of United Way. So we are very grateful for Lisa and Paige and for the staff who really do a good job with us.
And it's that ability through the United Way dollars to not have to turn anybody away because of an inability to pay.
Correct, Charlie. We don't turn anyone away. It comes for counseling. Thanks to United Way, we're able to do what is called helping hands, which allows us to see people who just don't have the dollars or who are kind of the working poor. They have a job, but they really can't afford anything outside of basic necessities.
Yeah, and if they give you final care $10, then that's $10 worth of meat that's not going on the table.
Correct, absolutely. And we try to make work with everybody in terms of their budget and what's going on with them financially and try to meet their needs. I think we save a lot of lives. I think people are healthier because United Way is there to help us support the people who are in need.
Sure. And I think when you talk about the work that your counseling staff does, it is just as imminent a need as, I don't care, getting a flu shot or getting that exam and maybe medication for diabetes or whatever condition may be going on, because it is just as important.
Correct. People have a difficult time keeping their jobs, going to school. Relationships will fall apart if they don't have some counseling to help them along. We do over 5,000 sessions a year. That's about 900 people approximately that we see through the course of a 12-month period. So thanks to United Way, we're able to keep doing that for people in this community and in the other four counties around us.
Yes, absolutely. And, of course, you mentioned your service to youth through physical abuse, sexual abuse programs, but you're there for the adult population as well.
Correct, and provide subsidies as well for adults who really do need support. We do a lot of couples work. A lot of marital situations are so dire that they really can't function without a third party to help them through the day.
And that's so important. If they're working through their problems with a counselor, then that's something that's maybe not going on at home.
Correct. Yeah. I think we're able to at least stop a lot of divorces because people get the help they need.
Well, and that says a lot about family stability and getting back to that youngster as well. So,
correct.
Yeah. How does somebody get connected up? Does it require a physician referral or a legal referral? How do they get in your front door?
Well, of course, we'll take referrals from any source, but they can actually walk in our door. We will do an assessment and to see if they meet criteria, make sure they meet criteria for counseling.
Sure.
And then after that, we start right away with counseling. So they get a session as most of the time within day or two after they see us.
Oversimplification, but basically they can walk in the front door and say, we need to talk.
Exactly. And if it's a crisis situation, we will see them right then.
That's great that you can work somebody in seemingly on a moment's notice. I know they may have to wait a few minutes because somebody's still in session, but basically you're ready to meet their need when they're ready.
Yes, sir.
That's not unlike what we're talking about at Westside Community Center. You're there for those students, maybe after school if necessary, and helping them through their day as well.
That's right. We do a lot of after school work. We try to see and in all ages of children. I mean, from about 4 or 5 up, we're able to see them. We have a play therapy center for young children, and so we are set. We know what we need to do to take care of the kids who walk in our door.
And I know at times it becomes a team approach. Your counselor is along maybe with a medical professional or social work help to really take a look at the whole family picture.
Yes, we are in collaboration with Ray of Hope as well, which is another center that provides support particularly for those who've been sexually abused. And we have another program called Daughters of Lot, which allows us funding along with United Way to take care of kids, people who've been sexually abused in our community.
Well, it's important work that's being done at Samaritan Counseling and Growth Center, and I thank you so much for your availability for your client base.
Thank you, Charlie.
It is all funded through United Way dollars, and again, we are saying it's easy to give. You can write a check. You can hand them the money. You can do it payroll deduct. You can send them a bill, put it on plastic, however you want to do it.
That's absolutely right. We will work with you in any way need to work with us. And I just wanted to mention one thing, Charlie, is
sure.
that something that we're proud of, excuse me, is that we are in partnership with these wonderful agencies, and we consider it an honor to be in a partnership with these agencies. And the word partner is important to us because that we are, that means that we're not above them and they're not above us. So they provide the direct services, and so they sometimes don't have time to go out and fundraise. And well, they don't, because they're out doing the services. So it's our honor to have agencies like Samaritan Counseling and Growth and Westside Community Center.
Well, and by the same token, you do hold them to a standard as far as they do have to do some advertising. Westside mentioned all that jazz in February, and again, Samaritan has events. Every one of the agencies we talk to, there is some, at least once, usually twice a year, pretty big fundraiser. They're out asking the community for their help as well.
Absolutely. And we just wrapped up our 15th annual golf tournament where we had an amazing response for that, and set a record of raising over $700,000. So that money will help us assist the people that Larry and Sharon have discussed today. And without that, we'd be scrambling. So not to play on word scramble, because that is, it is the scramble. But
it's just not the intention of what you were talking about
today. Absolutely. But, that's led up by Randy John, who does a phenomenal job. But it's everyone in that committee just pulling together and raising funds and for programs like Samaritan and Westside Community Center.
Yeah, and every year that golf tournament gets the fund drive off to a great start.
It does, but we've got a ways to go still. So that's why
we didn't hit the goal yet.
No, not yet, Charlie. We're still, it's $2.3 million, but I believe we're really going to hit it this year, and look what we're fighting for, and we're fighting for those people that need our help in our community. And even if, people say, well, I can only give $10 or $1, that's fine. But that's why United We Fight, United We Will Win. So we're out spreading the word about the good work that these people are doing on our behalf of our community. And without them, we would be in a world of hurt. So we're spreading the good news, and Paige and Whitney and Liz and I are available to come speak to any organizations. We're available to show them how they can donate to United Way, and just very proud to be partnerships with these 13 agencies.
Bartlesville UW.org, the website. You're on Facebook.
Yes.
I should know your phone number, but I'm going to have to ask you to do
it's 918-336-1044.
And again, there's all kinds of ways you can give, and if you're not sure, talk to the folks at the United Way.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, guys, for coming in. Larry, thank you as well for the work that you guys are doing as well.
Thank you, Charlie.
That's
thank
a community connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1 News. On the way next from the Oklahoma News Network.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. Several inmates escaped from their cell.